maybe it's a little too early for Wing Talk, but can't help it. We took a field trip to Wing Dome. You can check out a very funny video on my blog at 1077theN.com. I'm actually craving Wing Dome's barbecue sauce. But the salivary glands are heating up right now. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. The end. When you ask a cellmate what he's in for, the last thing you expect to hear is Legos. Details next on The End.
Today's
in-store only select styles only available in 44.
This is Redlines on The End.
Facebook stock has as many likes as that pic of your mom on the toilet. In fact, shareholders are suing Facebook and banks for hiding sucky growth forecasts. Whoops. Guess it's kind of like when you hide your report card. Not good. And stocks have continued to fall. Might want to hold off on those shareholder poke jokes. At least until after the honeymoon. The Silicon Valley exec had quite the side business. He put fake barcodes on Lego sets at Target so he'd get a huge discount, and then he would sell them on eBay. Now he's looking at 4 accounts of second-degree burglary. Wow, you know, it's one thing to switch out a tag for a clearance tag or play stupid like you don't know how much an item is. But barcodes in your house? Ethics, man. Ethics. And finally, you know who else was on that Dragon spacecraft? Scotty. Yeah, from Star Trek, James Doohan. You know he's from Redmond, or was, anyway. Yep, they took his ashes up to space along with several other people. That is awesome. You know, we should make, like, little bank deposit tubes and just launch your ash right into space. Forget sprinkling them in the sound. They're just gonna blow back.
Beam me up, Scotty.
For more, 1077theN.com. Brought to you by T-Mobile.
All right, Sneaky Sneakerson. I know you eBay people have all sorts of tricks to the trade. But now, we're on to you. After a guy commits Lego larceny, how awkward's prison gonna be? We'll get into it. 7:31, after Monsters and Men. Little Talks on The End.
Body is safe to shore.
It is the case of the Lego larcenist. Silicon Valley exec was taking Legos, okay, going to Target, making barcodes at home, bringing them with them into the store, and then what he would do is he would switch out the tags so he'd get a much, you know, a discounted price and then go home and sell it on eBay for the same price. You see what I'm saying? So he's making a ton of cash. And this is a guy that on paper doesn't really need a lot of money. So when he goes to prison, because it's going to happen, do you own it or do you lie? I mean, do you say that you're in for Legos? Devin said, Legos are freaking expensive. I understand. Nick says he would rep his thuggish Lego life. Duh. And we had two people that recommended hiding Legos in a certain orifice of your body. Oh, to be there for that cavity check. It's The End.
Back to music.
In 2 minutes or less.
1077.
Hey, check this out.
Why would I do that?
2 minutes or less are up. Now back to End Music.
A catastrophic scenario is going to play out at a location in Seattle this morning at 10 a.m. Find out where at 7:53. Do you like that? That's what you call a tease.
Yeah!
The world famous End.
A catastrophic scenario will play out this morning at 10 a.m. on Comaneros Bridge. It's just a drill, though. But you know not everybody's listening right now, and people are going to freak out. Do you have to act in these situations? Or is it just a drill where you just kind of stand around? Like, you stand here, like at work, where everybody has to go downstairs. Some people don't want to. We had something that smelled the other day like burning. It smelled like burning. And I mean, this building could have been on fire. And we were like, yeah, I don't feel like going downstairs. I'm just going to hang out. But you know someone's going to think it's legit and freak out. Yeah, slightly less than hilarious. It's the end.